So what's happening in the first half there? I mean, those drives you guys got, what were you seeing? And
I think we were just going out there. We had a little more energy. Went out there and made some plays. Playmakers were doing their job, and guys were open. So I did my job getting them the ball. I mean, I think everyone was just excited, had a lot of energy, and went out and operated.
It looked like you guys, well, there's a couple stall drives, and then you came back and finished off the game. And how satisfying is
yeah.
that?
Yeah, we got there, had the ball first at halftime, and then they had a couple of good drives, and the time of possession was a little bit off, so that might have had a little play in it, but we've got to get those drives back and ultimately got to go score and capitalize on those opportunities. So there's some things to look at on film and get better at, and we'll go from there.
As a leader, how important is it for you, the whole offense, to come back after last week and really move forward in terms of what you guys are
I mean, yeah, it was, you know, last week was tough. Like I mentioned before, we have the 24-hour rule, so we had to, you know, drop that one, move on to Hawaii, and we did that. We did a great job of bouncing back and staying focused on each day. You know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practices are grinders, and the guys did a great job of bouncing back and grinding through those and played well today.
Touch on the coach. What did you see on that play, and what have you seen from Puka as he's progressed?
Puka's, you know, he's got great size and speed and, you know, awareness for a receiver for a young guy, and he ran a great route there. And you know, it's just putting the ball where you can make a play on it. That was my job. And, you know, Puka had a great fall camp, and he's been proving himself as one of the guys. So he was excited to have his first touchdown today, and it was a good moment for him.
Jacob, when you have a week like last week that was so frustrating on offense, is there any sense of relief that comes when three plays into the game you're in the end zone?
I mean, it's always feels good to be in the end zone quick, but yeah, I mean, you know, last week we struggled with some things, and this week we got to jump on it early, and I think that just shows, you know, how well we bounced back and respond to adversity and all that stuff. So the guys did a great job, like I said before, just dropping last week and really preparing for this next opponent, and it was Hawaii, and it showed today.
Any weaknesses that you guys felt like you had to overcome that you saw? Did you feel
like improve? Yeah, I mean, there's several little things. Like, you know, my personal game, there's some things I didn't improve on. And you know, receivers had their little things, and O-line even had their little things. So I think everyone just kind of really focused on all the little things this week and tried to improve on those things. And there are still some mistakes made today. Like, you can't play a perfect game, but we went out there and performed well tonight.
End of the first half, Hawaii went on a long drive. They get the ball the second half. They score. You guys come out three and out.
Yeah.
They get the ball back a long time. You're sitting on the sidelines for a long time.
Yeah.
How important was it to really get the offense going after that three and out and them having the ball for so long?
That was like what happened with Oregon State. We watched that on film, and they came out, you know, 28-0 at halftime, and they came back and ended up winning that game. So yeah, you know, I was just trying to walk around and keep the guys engaged. You know, they had a long drive, and you know, it's hard when you're sitting on the sideline. They're just eating away at the clock. And, yeah, just telling the guys to stay engaged. But, like they do a great job without doing themselves. So that wasn't a problem. And then the next couple of drives, we went back in there and scored. So, yeah, this team does a really good job of staying focused when you need to be and having fun when you can.
I asked you last time you guys won the game. Was there a play that really jumps out to you that worked exactly like it was drawn up?
I mean, I think it was cool to see Hunter score on the third play of the game. I mean, nothing really jumped out to me because we've been hitting those plays in practice. But I think Hunter, you got in the end zone today, and we've been talking about that for a while now because, you know, he's a good good guy and a friend of mine, so it was cool to see him score on the third play on a long touchdown.
What made that play work so well?
He ran a right nice route, the line protected, and then we had a little play action sell there, and some guys bought that play action to find a nice window for Hunter to run through, and then Hunter took care of the rest.
Was that underneath route to Hunter open most of the day?
They covered it a couple times. I mean, we didn't run it over and over again, but there were some times where it was popping, and there were some times where they covered it nicely. Yeah.
On the throw to Puka, was that your first read there too?
No, that was actually one of my second or third read there. It was based on, it was multiple receivers there, and he ran a nice route, and he wasn't that tremendously open. I just thought he could make a play on the ball, and he did.
Is he a guy, I mean, that you've seen that from in practice?
Yeah,
that
no, you give him a chance? He's definitely for a young guy come in and he's made plays and he's been, you know, he goes up and makes high point balls and he's a big guy, which is nice to have. And so it's exciting. He had a great fall camp and he's been having a good couple weeks. So it's exciting for him to get out there and score his first touchdown. I know he was really excited about it and it was awesome to see.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
I know you're practicing it all the time, but that wind was really swirling at times.
Yeah.
Does that have an impact?
Yeah, I mean, it did. There's a couple of those bubble screens I threw today. I think throwing towards the basketball arena side had a little effect today, but, you know, we're going to play in it all the time, so I can't have that big of an effect. But so at some points it did today, but that's something we'll work on in practice. I know the weather's not going to get that much better from here on out, so... just reps in that environment, we'll get that down.
What pissed were you guys this week?
We had the 24-hour rule, so we had 24 hours to dwell on the Cal game, and then right back into it Sunday morning. We watched the tape, learned from it, and then had our Sunday practice, corrected and review, put that aside, got on to Hawaii. So team did a great job of getting over that hump and preparing and then going out and executing this week.
With Hunter scoring, it seems like you guys have had chemistry since, you know, all the way back to the spring. I mean, how have you kind of seen that relationship and that chemistry develop over time?
It's been awesome. I mean, obviously, look at the guy. He's a specimen, and he's a great, great possession receiver, but he's also a tight end that can make plays when he has the ball in his hands, too. So, I mean, just getting that guy the rock, it's nice to know he's on your side rather than the other team because he's a playmaker. So. We've been drilling that all fall camp and the first couple weeks of the season, and today he had some opportunities to make some plays and he did just that. So it was awesome to see, and I'm glad for Hunter.
Have you always enjoyed throwing to tight ends?
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can remember, in high school my guy was my tight end, and then I lived with my tight end at Georgia, and then here Hunter's coming out as a playmaker. So yeah, I mean, I try to spread the ball around and, you know, follow my reads and my progressions and all that, but having a big body guy to throw to is always a plus.
A lot of talk in the media this week about the drops from last week. How'd you keep your receivers engaged from a leadership standpoint? Just keep them going.
I mean, I know they can make plays. I know that's not going to be a repetitive thing. They do it all week in practice, and you know, guys are going to make mistakes. Nothing's perfect, like I said, and can't get down on them because I know the way they can play and the way they have been playing, and they went out there and executed today, and last week was last week, and you know, it's on to next game, and they did a great job of bouncing back and making the plays that they've been making all year long.
You had a really good view of the running game today. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about Sean McGrew. He had a really nice game.
Sean, yeah, he's another dude who's been grinding all fall camp and all season long, and he did some great job of making guys miss and breaking some tackles today and putting a spark in our run game, and just the O-line was also giving them opportunities to score the rock. So yeah, I think our running backs have done a great job of we're making guys miss and breaking tackles today. That was exciting to see.
It's probably obvious, but when the O-line gives you the protection and gives you kind of the comfort, I guess, of knowing that you have a clean pocket like you did today, how much does that help your game?
I mean, that's awesome. You know, it's like when they're doing their job and allows me to do my job and the receivers do their job, that's when everything clicks. So, I mean, I'm proud of those guys. They've been battling, you know, this whole year, and they're doing a great job, and, you know, they're a great group of guys up there too. So, you know, it's just fun to be behind those guys and have a lot of trust in them.
What'd you do to your finger?
Oh, I just hit it on a face mask. You got a knuckle split or something.
Super glue?
Yeah, I don't know what the trainers put on it, something sticky, yeah.
You guys got 24 hours to obviously enjoy this one.
Yep.
Now you're going on the road for the first time and leaving the confines of Husky Stadium. How much you guys looking forward to preparing for that?
Yeah, once we put this tape to rest, we'll get on to the next opponent. And I think it'll be – I haven't been on the road in a while, and none of us have actually, so I think it'll be a good opportunity. Wherever we play, just have the same mindset. We're looking forward to next week.
I live up in Snohomish, and everybody in Lake Stevens has Easton fever right now, man. How does it feel to be back in the city, back in the state?
It's awesome.
Playing in front of your friends and family.
It's great. You know, Lake Stevens is a great town to grow up in the whole Snohomish County area. You know, I've been keeping up with the Vikings and everybody, too. So just to have that support and that fan base for my hometown is awesome. And having everybody be able to drive 45 minutes to come watch me play is super cool, too. So anytime I see some Lake Stevens people out here, I'll try to give them some love, and because I know they're supporting me all the way through it. So it's pretty cool.